Cap was bouncing along the whole time.
Yeah.
But so the Tribe Called Red is a sick group. They're like amazing. They produce really amazing songs and have been recognized by like Grammys, Junos, whatever. Also totally indigenous, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And tomorrow is National Aboriginal Day, which is cool. Kind of like tying into that, we have we want to acknowledge that we are broadcasting live from the unceded Coast Salish and Musqueam territory here on UBC campus. Always important to remember, but it feels extra important for some reason today, which like I know is kind of annoying because it is like such an arbitrary day to like celebrate like Aboriginality, but why not acknowledge, celebrate, and it's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with all of that.
Cool. I agree with it too. So we have an action-packed show today, like super action-packed. It's full of a lot of action.
Yeah. Brimming with action.
Yeah, overflowing, one might say. Yeah. We're gonna be speaking with Kat, our beautiful collective member.
Oh wow.
About her article on what was it?
Unsettling gender boundaries about Two-Spirit Indigenous folk.
And I think there was an event last week, like the culminating event was last week.
Well, it's actually upcoming.
Oh, whoa, never mind. I'm so wrong.
Yeah,
boom. Woo, thank God.
Yeah, you still have a chance.
Yes. And it's with the Queer Arts Festival, right?
Yeah. Cool. Interestingly, they are mainly supporting it, but it's a lot. The people that I interviewed said they gave a lot of autonomy to the planners.
Cool.
Which is fantastic, but I'll save that.
Yeah, no, that's just a teaser.
Yeah.
It's a little sneak preview to a convo we'll have later on. We also are going to be showcasing a bunch of bands and events that are happening. This weekend is Sled Island. So you would think that with all the best bands being away at Sled Island, some of the best bands being away at Sled Island, then the city would be dead this weekend, but it's super popping.
Yeah. It's like this whole summer, man.
Yeah,
just every day.
The sun's out. It's never going away again. and entertainment's around for us.
Yeah.
We also have like an events list that we are usually doing now, I guess. And a piece, a no nonfiction. We mentioned it last episode with editor in chief Britt Bachman, the lovely Britt. Because it was a piece of fiction that was like in Discorder, which was really cool. And we read it and put a fun, exciting song under it. So you'll be able to listen to that in a little bit. But we just want to, I guess, like reiterate, happy eve of National Aboriginal Day. Don't forget to celebrate. Here are just like a bunch of celebrations that are happening in and around Vancouver. So there was one this past Saturday, in Oppenheimer Park, just I think to like get the party rolling or whatever.
Yeah, getting it started.
But then there's another one this week tomorrow, National Aboriginal Day at Trout Lake 2017, starts at 9 a.m., goes until 10 p.m. Join for community-based full day of events to showcase and honor Indigenous culture, spirit, and diversity as we celebrate National Aboriginal Day together. So that's, I think, like municipally funded and like produced in association with like Indigenous
I think communities. So it's hosted by the National Aboriginal Day group at Trout Lake though,
so maybe people who have lived in Vancouver longer know a little bit more about that, but that is happening tomorrow at 9 a.m to 10 p.m
There's also National Aboriginal Day in Nanaimo that is hosted by the National Aboriginal Center. It is tomorrow at 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. and it's at
Mafio
Sutton Park.
Who knows?
Nanaimo.
Yeah, if you're in Nanaimo and you could like understand any of the words we said, that's what it is.
Yes, please go.
Do it. And then there's another one in New Westminster, hosted by the Spirit of the Children's Society and New Westminster Museum and Archives. That's tomorrow. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. At Anvil Center in New Westminster on June 21st.
And then there's the National Aboriginal Day, which, I mean, they're pretty much all are, just different celebrations. But this one is at Green Chair Recycling Incorporated?
Yeah.
That's the location? It's tomorrow at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And then there's one in Victoria, the National Aboriginal Day to celebrate with VNFC. And that's at the Victoria Native Friendship Center in Victoria, BC. And these are all happening tomorrow, which is National Aboriginal Day.
Yeah, and then a few days after. Well, I mean, I don't know, because this one's titled National Aboriginal Day as well. It's on June 25th, which is different from a lot of the others, but maybe there's something that we don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's something like last week, because I was wondering why there was one on the 17th at Oppenheimer Park, and I think it's because they wanted to have a full day, like weekend day to do it. So maybe that was like they did it the weekend before to kind of like preface, and then some people had the same idea but did it the weekend after.
Yeah, and it was just like easier to hold things on the weekend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so that's at Douglas Park in Langley, and that is from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And then last one, we promise, National Aboriginal Day celebration and wellness event. This is hosted in Surrey tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. By the Fraser Region Aboriginal Friendship Centre Association. So go check these out. Celebrate National Aboriginal Day.
Yeah.
And acknowledge, remember, respect. Freaking do it.
Yeah.
And we'll be playing a bunch of Indigenous artists around our show. But right now, we're going to just get started into the regular Discorder Radio programming that you know and maybe love. We can't ask
Definitely
everything
love.
Of you. Yeah. So this Friday, June 23rd, from 8:30 to 11:30 at 333, there's going to be an all-ages event, $10, with Solitaire, Club Sofa, and Kai Bravewood. We've played Kai a bunch of times on the show. They're a non-binary artist out of, I want to say Burnaby, but I might be super wrong. And Club Sofa is a, like, underage, I guess, kind of group. How do you even describe that? They're in high school. They're high schools.
Okay, they are high schools.
It's a band made up of buildings. It's really interesting to watch. But they're amazing. They played at Music Waste, and I've heard them a couple other times. And they played at a bunch of Safe Amp events, I feel like.
They haven't played Safe Amp.
Oh, really?
But I've heard Clout about them.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing. So,
yeah, keep your eye on them. You heard them here first.
When you see schools performing, you know Discord Radio had their finger on the pulse of the people. But we're going to start it off with Solitaire's Never Enough. Again, you're listening to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah. out to the Astoria on Sunday, June 25th for a warm embrace by Brooklyn's Cuddle Magic on tour in support of their latest album, Ashes, Axes. They're joined by Mono from Halifax and local support Booker T on Acid. Doors are at 8, bands are on at 9, but the fun never stops. This event is put on by CITR and Discorder. It's 19 plus only.
Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Hello.
Hey.
What's up, Kat?
Just hanging out here at Discorder Radio.
Whoa, me too.
Yeah.
Wild. And so are you, dear listener, but probably not here, physically here. Just like in your mind.
Yeah.
Your brain.
In the space in your brain.
Yeah. We just played Club Sova's Couch Surfing right after Solitaire's Never Enough. Solitaire and Club Sova are playing with Kai Bravewood this Friday, June 23rd at 333. For a super fun, super cool show. Let's get further into it. Again, we want to acknowledge we are broadcasting live from unceded Coast Salish and Musqueam territories here on UBC campus. And tomorrow is National Aboriginal Day. I feel like if we just like say that enough, then like maybe the world will like be like, okay, great, like yes, National Aboriginal Day, like let's celebrate. But for just for now, all we can do is celebrate ourselves and tomorrow at Trout Lake.
Yeah.
Also, fun fact, dear listeners, although I don't know if you care, tomorrow's my birthday.
Oh, hell yeah, they care.
Thanks, Kat. yes, Dora Duber is turning 21 years old.
Wow.
What a world. I know. Sick segue. I'm going to move on right now.
No, I love it. Okay, tell them what you're going to do for your birthday.
Okay. So, well, I'll tell you, my sister and I'm a twin, so we're celebrating together tonight. We're going to have a nice dinner, and she's going to buy a little mini bottle of champagne. We're going to drink that with dinner, and then we're just going to go to the Lido to cheers our passing of age.
Perfect.
Yeah. And then tomorrow we're going to Memphis Blues for dinner.
Ooh.
Because we love meat and grease and disgusting things. So
that's fantastic. You're really treating yourself.
We really are. Oh my god, Kat, thank you.
I'm excited for you, and I'm so just congratulatory towards your furthering up of age.
Thank you. I've worked really hard at it. If you want to congratulate me, call in.
Yeah,
Google the number because I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
We played, just before that beautiful little bit of convo we just had, we played the Girls Rock Camp promo that we do. Girls Rock Camp happens, I think starts July 15th, and it, like, you send young women, young girls and folks there to, like, learn how to be in a band and, like, produce music.
Yeah.
And it's really cool.
And then you get to just, like, mess around.
Yeah.
And really, like, find themselves in, like, a very, like, safe space.
Just, like, literally the most wholesome thing that you could possibly do.
Yeah, just fantastic.
And they released a list today, like, a Google spreadsheet of femme
POC slash, like, marginalized people that are in bands.
Yeah.
Like, either 50% or, like, led by someone of those communities. And it's so fantastic. You should check it out if you want to add some. They have an email. Let them know.
And the link is just on their Facebook page, Girls Rock Camp Vancouver. It's amazing. It's, like, so amazing. I thought I was blown away. Also, check out Discorder Radio on Facebook because we shared it because we love Girls Rock Camp.
Yeah.
This Friday, June 23rd, at the Media Club, Emily in the Headlights is playing with a few people. We found this event, like, kind of weird. Mm-hmm. It's all the proceeds are going to the Downtown Eastside Women's Center, which is really cool. It's at the Media Club. It's $10, 19 plus, 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. But the weird thing about it is there aren't a lot of, like, women in the bands that are playing.
Yeah.
There was only really one that I could find, and they were in Last Band Standing, which is, like, AMS and Coastal Motions, or AMS, oh, I forget what it's called, like, BVP, Blank Vinyl Project.
Yeah.
Like, their Battle of the Bands kind of thing. And it has women, like, singing and performing, but it's not an all-women group, and most of the bands are completely male.
Yeah, the two others have zero non-male identifying people.
Which just felt like a kind of weird, I don't know, it felt weird. It felt kind of like a tokenization of, like, especially because it's like proceeds are going to charity, like charity for women, and it's like, what?
Yeah, and it's so hard too when there's like so many bands.
Yeah.
And especially with this list just coming out. It feels a little...
It's, like, too opportune.
A little funky. But if you like those bands, and, of course, it's always a good cause.
Yeah, it's a great cause, and, like, it'll be... I think it will be a fun event. It just felt kind of, like...
It was just interesting.
Yeah, just to note. Yes. But this is... We're going to play a little bit of If Not Winter. This is their song, The Morning of Our Lives. And they're playing at the Media Club this Friday, June 23rd. Give them a listen. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Fractions of light hit the dance. The morning pours our eyes. The morning pours our eyes. A glow.
Welcome back to Discord Radio. That was If Not Winter with their song The Morning of Our Lives. They're performing with Emily in the Headlights this Friday at June 23rd at the Media Club. It's $10. All proceeds go to the Downtown Eastside Women's Center, which is cool. Okay, so bouncing back. Slid Island is this weekend. Do you know anyone who's going?
Attending?
I mean, whatever.
I know that Tintin's going to be in the area. My good pal Tintin, who was on last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Our good pal Tintin. yeah, I think she's going to be in the area soon. I'm not sure if she's going, but I presume she will be, as someone who's a fan of music.
Yeah, I also know that's her favorite festival. That's like her favorite.
Oh.
It's like the penultimate to her brain.
I feel like everyone likes the festival that's nearest to them.
Yeah.
Like, I have sort of a little, like, festival crush on Outside Lands a little bit, even though I know it's, like, not even that good and it's so expensive. But, like, you know.
It's home.
It's home music.
yeah, a lot of great local Vancouver bands are going to be there. I know Mirpod, Jock Tears,
Drum,
Swim Team, I think. But, like, a crazy amount, like a stupid amount,
a really lot amount. I remember I saw like all those bands and I was like, oh sick, what's going on? And then I saw it was in Calgary and I was like, what?
but it's cool. And Mint Records is having a showcase, kind of like what they did with the NCRC. They brought a couple bands out to Abbotsford to show people a good time. Now they're sending a few bands out to Calgary to show people a great time. That's happening this Friday, June 23rd, at the Commonwealth Bar and Stage in Calgary from 1 to 7 p.m. So it's kind of like a daytime thing. Who's playing, Kat?
Well, at 2 p.m., we got a Faith Healer. Ooh. 3 p.m., we got Supermoon. 3:45 p.m. is Fake Tears. And then at 4:15, there's a snack break.
You need a snack break.
It should be at every show. It should be. Everyone needs snacks. We get hungry.
Thank you, Mint, for thinking of us.
Yeah. Revolutionary. Gonna change the way we hold shows.
Change the show game in Vancouver for the rest of history.
Snack break, nap time, reconvene. Perfect. And then at 4:30, we have prenup. 5:15, there's needles/pins if you want to get into the nitty gritty. And at 6 p.m., finishing it off, there's Tough Age.
Woo! Great lineup. A lot of great Vancouver bands. Probably, I'm assuming there's like a couple cover events maybe in there. I know Faith Healer's Edmonton, so Alberta's rapping. I forgot what province that was for a second. But we're going to start off our like kind of showcase of that with Not That Bad off of Tough Age's new EP, Guess Not, Unclean. And you're listening to it on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. This is Static from this month's issue of Discorder in No Fun Fiction by Wendy Chan. There's an orange kitten grasping a branch superimposed onto a sky blue background. Hang in there, the poster tells me. Underneath, someone scribbled, "Say positive." I chuckle every time I see it. If Kaz were here, she would have already ripped it down. The rest of the walls are littered with posters of bands I've never heard of, stickers stuck on top of stickers, and a haphazardly painted banner complaining, "Go manatees, go!" Most of the college was ransacked long ago. The only things I found were a few cans of tomato soup that fell behind the cafeteria's fridge and a moldy blanket that I repurposed into a bed. But the station had been relatively untouched, tucked in a corner far away from the rest of campus on the edge of town. Hundreds of CDs still lining the shelves, empty coffee cups scattered everywhere. I propped all the chairs against the door and covered the window with cardboard. Home sweet home. The broadcast light is on. There's still power, but no one knows for how long. I press play. The small room fills with the sounds of Shaggy's "It Wasn't Me." And for the next 4 minutes, Shaggy tries to convince his partner that despite being caught in the act of fornicating with the neighbor on the counter, sofa, and shower, it was not, in fact, him. When the song ends, I skip back to the beginning. Maybe today's the day Cass will hear it. Cass and I wore the same Sailor Moon shirt on the first day of kindergarten. That's how we became best friends. In third grade, we put on puppet shows that only Cass's dad would, grudgingly, watch. In sixth grade, she whisked me out of gym class when everyone saw me get my first period in the middle of dodgeball. In ninth grade, I bought 3 cartons of extra large eggs and 12 rolls of toilet paper after he who must not be named Douche Dick spread a rumor that it wasn't just a first kiss that Cass gave him. In between that, we planned our escape. We would move to Paris together, open a bakery, or maybe New York and revive our puppet show, or literally anywhere that wasn't here. We were going to blow this popsicle stand, Cass would say. I always told her melt made more sense. Shaggy wraps up his plea and I skip the track back to the beginning. When Cass's dad passed away, he left her his old radio cassette player, a box of mixtapes, and a note that said, "To get you through hard times, love, Papa." After his funeral, Cass and I laid on her bedroom floor. I put in one of the tapes and pressed play. We were silent for a minute as Shaggy's smooth beats reached our ears. Cass burst out laughing. "He's dead and he's still a troll." Cass sat up and wiped the tears from her face. "I can't wait to get the hell out of this place." Yale had given her a full scholarship. In the fall, she would move 4,000 kilometers away. I only got a pity acceptance from the local college. "Go manatees, go." I nodded, rearranged my lips into what I hoped was a smile. When the song ended, Cass put her head on my lap. "Play it again," she said. I was planning on wearing a red dress and black sneakers to graduation. Cass would have been valedictorian. We would have spent the summer at the beach listening to Shaggy, and then Cass would have left. Instead, I'm sitting on a carpet colored by years of stains, dirt, puke, blood, and what more I don't want to think about. But it's just a matter of time before Cass hears the song. After she finds me, we can figure out what to do next. They told people to head east. More people there. More resources. It's supposed to be safer. Cass and I would go that way together. Most people seem to have already left, headed east long ago. That was a smart thing to do. Shaggy finishes making a case for his innocence. I skip back to the beginning and play the song again. Wendy W.L. Chan is a Vancouver-based storyteller. Her writing has appeared in print, in Shoreline, and on stage at Brave New Playwrights Festival. So yeah, that was Static. Read it in the No Fun Fiction segment of this month's issue of Discorder. And thank you so much for tuning in. Hello. Welcome back to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Static by Wendy Chan. I just read it super quick. It's in the No Fun Fiction part of Discorder, this issue. And there's going to be a new one pretty soon, but so far this one. Kat is also in this one. We're going to talk about that in like two shakes of a lamb's butt. But Kat was just talking about like her dancing. Mm-hmm. And I was like inspired. I'm dancing this weekend.
Big on the shoulders. Work those shoulders. Like, have you ever thought about how much you move your shoulders when you dance?
No.
Get those moving.
So this weekend, when you're partying it up, make sure that you move your shoulders.
Yeah.
PSA from Discorder Radio. So tomorrow. Tomorrow's National Aboriginal Day. It's also my birthday. I keep seeing June 21st and like wanting to like celebrate me and then being like, no, there's something way more important that we should be focusing on. But on my birthday, it's also National Aboriginal Day, which is awesome. I feel very special. At the Grunt Gallery from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., there's an Indigenous storytelling and screening night. So there are two powerful film and exhibition projects that were produced with, I'm going to butcher this, Ungalik, When Stakes Come Loose by Maureen Grubin. So one of the things happening is Thunder in Our Voices, which was made with the Native American and Indigenous Studies Association, or NASA, and that is actually, I feel like there's a conference or a bunch of panels happening this Friday as well. That'll be really, really interesting. Check it out. And then also Four Faces of the Moon with Amanda Strong. It's a screening and book launch. So Thunder in Our Voices is an exhibition about the 1970s. Burger inquiry into the construction of a pipeline into the Mackenzie Valley, which is like feels very relevant and powerful, especially because of the recent like intrusion of the Dakota Pipeline and mm-hmm. Trudeau's recent okay of the pipeline up here as well.
Big bummer.
Yeah, big freaking bummer. So it's cool that that's still happening. And then also Four Faces of the Moon is a multimedia installation, film, and personal story told through the eyes of director and writer Amanda Strong as she connects oral and written history of her family as well as the history of the Métis, Crease, and Anishinaabe people and their cultural ties to the buffalo. So this is all happening tomorrow at the Grunt Gallery. It's going to be really, really amazing. So check it out. Kat, the lovely, beautiful Kat, who has helped us time and time again on this show, is an integral part of its fibers, wrote a piece in this month's issue, the issue that has the no fun fiction in it, but not more importantly, but also has Kat's piece in it, on unsettling colonial gender boundaries, which we'll talk about in a little bit, and kind of like wrap up our discussion of Kat's amazing piece. Take it away, Kat.
Yeah, so kind of on the theme of National Aboriginal Day, this event is specifically celebrating Two-Spirited Indigenous people. So it's going to be a multimedia, new media and video art festival that is put on in coordination with the Queer Arts Festival, but as I said earlier, the people that I interviewed, which are Lacey Burning and June Schudler, who they were the curators, they said that the Queer Arts Festival gave them a lot of autonomy in making this event how they viewed it and how they thought that it should exist. And that I was glad to hear about because, you know, of course these people should have autonomy.
Like in their own event.
Yeah, it's the best way to put it on. It was the best support they could have given. So yeah, that was just really nice to hear about. Lacey is part of the Kanien the Mohawk Nation. Sorry about the mispronunciation.
Yeah, we're so sorry.
We really are. But yes, she's part of the Mohawk Nation. Or they are part of the Mohawk Nation, excuse me. Yeah, and they are also very involved in multimedia, video art, sculpture sort of thing. And June is of the Métis Nation, and she is an academic and scholar. She holds a PhD from UBC. Is just generally very well-rounded person. And her dissertation is on Cree and Two-Spirit and queer Indigenous narratives.
So what's the point of the event? Like, what even is it?
So basically, it's about providing visibility, I think, of Two-Spirited Indigenous people and kind of showing that they exist and that they're creating art and their experiences are so tied with that art. And it's definitely an experience we do not hear enough about.
Yeah.
And it's just great that they're making their identification known and manifesting it.
What kind of pieces aren't it? Did you guys talk about that at all?
A bit. I think it's pretty, there's a fair amount of video pieces. I know that there's a cut hand is showing, I think is showing a film. She does like kind of funny videos sometimes that also kind of play at people's general misinformation about two-spirited people.
Oh, funny.
So it's like, it's pretty funny if you like can understand where she's coming from, but it's a little subtle. I mean, it's not entirely subtle, but if you like didn't know anything about it, yeah, it's nuanced. But I really enjoyed it, and I think that a lot of people would enjoy it too. There's also Kent Monkman. Yeah, a lot of like, he's done a lot of paintings around like residential schools and genocide, and yeah, they're also going to feature Raven Davies, who is screening a stop-motion film, I Still Believe. And also, another person that will be there is Chandra Melting Tallow, who she does a lot of performance work and things like that. But she also is is pretty much the entire band, I believe, Morning Coup. She performs music under that name. So yeah, you should read the article to find out more about what being two-spirited means, because it's a really like interesting and specific title. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much. The Immortal Worlds of Kat Kott, Forever, in the June issue of Discorder from 2017. This is Morning Coup. We're going to be playing the song I Will Never Die, which is cool. Morning Coup has played... is like very friendly with CITR. We love them. Hopefully they love us. And we're playing them now on Discord Radio CITR 101.9 FM. I Will Never Die.
Hey, welcome back to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. We are going to list off some upcoming events for your listening pleasure. So, happening at the Biltmore on June 20th, on Tuesday, is Amy Shark with the Vancouver band Douse, and that's 19 plus. And, yeah.
Cool. Trey XCTE. Happening Saturday, June 24th, from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m., at Redgate, is Denim Vest presents Denim Shorts too. So Denim Vest, cuts up your clothes. So there's like a DIY short station, there're gonna be popsicles, and all proceeds are gonna go to Redgate. We love Redgate. God bless Redgate.
Yeah.
I wrote a Reb exclusive on them a few weeks ago, and they really need support, and like, why not? They're an amazing society. They're a cultural wildlife refuge, and we want to support and help them refuge. DJ, K-Cham, Mango Sweet, and Body Party are all going to be there to DJ. It's $10 to $15 sliding scale, but no one's ever going to be turned away. Tickets at the door, 19 plus. So check that out. Check it out.
Yeah. Long live Redgate. So another event happening on June 25th is Dandelion number 14. It's hosted by Dandelion Records and Emporium on Main, and that's at the Lido on Sunday, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., late night. And the details are, this time out, I am joined by DJ Crooked Walker and DJ Dylan Gray Jones. That is all the information. I'm not quite sure who the I is, but you should go and check it out. I think that's all you need. Find out.
June 20th, so today, Room Launch Issue 40.2, Our Rubble, Our Loss. Just want to shout out to other publishers, publications in the city. Carly Baker is a Cree Métis Icelandic writer who actually has done a lot of work with CITR's Indigenous Collective, so shout out to Carly. And Leslie Beckman, Leanne Dunick, Sarah Nakif, and Mallory Tater and Erica Thorkelson are all going to be performing their pieces as well. So it's going to be a really great time. I think that this issue is centered around Indigenous issues and everything, so really timely for and like important to give a listen and to give support.
Another event on June 25th is the March on Pride, and that's at Emery Barnes Park, which is, I believe, kind of downtown-ish. It's Sunday at 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., and it's hosted by Black Lives Matter Vancouver. Yeah, I won't be able to make it, which is sad, but the reason I won't be able to make it is because I'll be in San Francisco celebrating Pride there. So, you know. We get the job done.
June 26th, next Monday, Fine, An Evening of Storytelling and Otherwise. We've showcased this a couple other times. Carly Baker is also going to be reading there with Aaron Reed, Ray Sue, and Diana Bang. Going to be really fun. It's always a good time. That's at the Lido from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m.
At Hive is Sad Comedy Volume 5. Friday at 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., June 23rd. Check it out.
Heck yeah. Peach Pit is having a 7-inch record release at the Fox Cabaret this Friday, June 23rd, 7:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. Our love, Harley Small, is going to be there with Regen. $10. It's gonna 19 plus. It's going to be a good time.
Bumpin'. Thursday, June 22nd is gonna be Carousel Scene, Redwoods, Woodshed Supply Co., and Weird Night at the Portside Pub from 7 to 11 p.m., $10 entry, and it's 19 plus.
Whew, okay, that I think is all the time we have. We have a few more, but I don't think we're gonna be able to make it.
Yeah, too many things.
Yeah, there's too much happening. We will be, I promise we'll put up an event listing. It'll happen eventually.
Yeah.
So just a shout out, last bit, Cuddle Magic, Mono, Booker T and Acid, and Future Star are all going to be performing at the Astoria this Sunday, June 25th, 8 p.m. to 12 a.m., $10, 19 plus. CATR is putting this on, and we're really excited. So here is Future Star's I Hold My Own Hands Now. Stay tuned for Mike with Flex Your Head. You've been listening to Discord Radio.
Also, don't forget, June 21st is National Aboriginal Day.
And my birthday.
Boom. Okay.
But mostly National Aboriginal Day.
Mostly that. Okay. This is Kat Kott saying bye.
Ditto.
Bye.